Zoom sign here. All right, welcome everyone. We'll start the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you could please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Alloway Village Board meeting. It was postponed from last Tuesday due to weather, so we're meeting tonight, and the old agenda's on here, plus some additional items. I will call the meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Raffer.
Here.
President Gass is here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green is excused. Trustee Dennis.
Here.
All right. All present and accounted for. In terms of the agenda, I would propose two modifications that we move item number 11, the noise variance request to 4A after public appearances. And then we move item number 8, preliminary approval of petition from Mayflower Greenhouse, up to 4B, since I suspect there's some people here that want to talk about those two issues and don't want to have to sit around towards the end of the agenda. Any other proposed modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda as modified. Is there a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The modified agenda is adopted. Clerk Bainham, the spring primary.
Spring primary will be held next Tuesday.
That's it.
Quick and to the point. All right, Trevor, resignation.
Trevor's leaving.
Back to your top. Josh Pasco of our Historic Preservation Committee recently received a job offer down in Indianapolis, so he is going to be resigning.
All right, thanks for letting us know that. Mr. Clark, cystic fibrosis.
Yes, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation will be having their annual run and walk on May 7th from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's a recurring event, and it's the same route that they've had in the past, down East River Drive to Alloway Ave and back up to Greenhouse Park.
All right, thank you for that. Any other announcements from the staff? Village Administrator Lang. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, let me grab one more real quick. I just wanted to let the board know that our recreation department has received $900 worth of sponsorship from three businesses for our summer park program. Two are Lorelei and Equity Design Group, and those are t-shirt sponsors for all the kids at the camp, and then a partner sponsor, Orthodontic Specialists.
Excellent. Make sure that you send something to thank them for their generous support. Mr. Lang.
Just want to remind you that this Friday at 4 o'clock, the RFPs are due for the Old Village Hall property. So hopefully we'll be receiving some proposals, and we'll be bringing those to the board in the very near future.
Excellent. Look forward to that. Any other staff announcements? Hearing none, any board announcements? Trustee Raffer.
At a recent state DOT meeting regarding Riverside Drive, it was announced that the DOT is going to recommend a non-wide outside lane alternative for Riverside Drive when they do the reconstruction 2021. So the recommendation will follow the recommendation of the Village Board in the Alloway borders, where it'll be basically keeping the same width from curb to curb today. And then they're also going to suggest looking at the Fox River Trail as an alternate means of transportation for pedestrians and cyclists. So just wanted to thank the DOT team for listening to us and working so hard on the project.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Raffer. Any other board announcements? Hearing none, we'll move to item 4, public appearances. If you're here to speak about, let's see, item 6, plowing of the Fox River Trail, or item number 8, the preliminary approval of the petition from Mayflower, I'd ask that you hold your comments, and we'll talk about that when those items come up on the agenda so we can have a focused discussion on those points. Anyone else wish to address the board on any issue other than the plowing the Fox River Trail or preliminary approval map.
I'm Jody Van Diver, 709 East Alloway Avenue. I just want to discuss my water bill, which I know is going to be a topic coming up later, but I need some individual troubleshooting. I had come in and spoken about the fact that my water bill, approximately 3 to 4 months ago, had gone up 50%. I usually pay 40-something. It went up to 60-something. And I asked at the front desk. They said there had been no increase in rates. And they sent Mike out to check my new meter. He said everything was fine. And he suggested that I change the flappers on my bathrooms, which we did in the toilets. And I only used one of the bathrooms. And I still have a bill that's in the 60s, which I don't understand. I'd like somebody to look in further to this. There's one person that lives at my house. That's me. They got no other water leak. No one can explain to me why this went up 50%.
Mr. Lang, is there, who would be the appropriate staff person to?
Public Works Director.
See Craig. And he'll talk to you. But, yeah, there hasn't been any rate increases, so it shouldn't be going up that significant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you give me your address and name, and then I'll follow up with it.
Well, we're finding with at least some water bills, and I hope it's not your case, but some people have leaks, or there's leaks in the system, and you know, hopefully that's not your issue at all. But the village will explore it with you and try to get you an answer that makes some sense. Anybody else wish to address the board? Sir?
Roger Retzloff, 209 West Whitney Street. I'm also coming to with concerns about the water rates in the village. I think they're burdensomely expensive compared to other communities. And the recent announcement of a rate increase, I think, is inappropriate considering how much we have to pay for water as it is. I would like to see the village find some way to not have to increase the rates. I don't think, because people are becoming more efficient in the use of water, that they should be penalized for that effort by having a rate increase.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am.
My name is Sue Murphy. I live at 1431 Garland. I'm also very upset with the water bills. My last water bill was $90. There's two of us in the house. That is a week's groceries. This is getting out of hand. Something has to be done. I think that money that comes back from the taxpayers, from the overpayment of the stadium tax, should be used for the water somehow, some way.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wish to address the board during the public appearance section? Sir.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm on the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. I'm the co-chair in charge of pedestrian support for walkers. And a couple different items. St. Mary Street is scheduled to be renovated in the next few years, and there's been discussion of a sidewalk on St. Mary Street. I think that money would be better spent someplace else, particularly tying together parks with trails over land that we already own, and one of that would be on Riverside Drive. There is a proposed pedestrian refuge island as one of the only six places to cross Riverside Drive in front of the Old Town and Country parcel, which will be coming up a little bit later. But the village does own land that would connect by trail St. Mary Street and Arrowhead to that pedestrian refuge island, and I'd like to see some land set aside for that from the sale of the Mayflower property when that comes up. So there needs to be a trail connecting the pedestrian refuge island, which has been approved by the village and by the state for crossing Riverside Drive. It's one of the few crossings there, and the people from St. Mary's and Arrowhead need to be able to get to that. And there's no plans for any sidewalks in the next, you know, next 4 to 5 years. So this is our opportunity to start putting in the infrastructure to connect our parks with the waterfront and the Fox River Trail through land that we already own, and without going through any eminent domain and without taking anybody's private property. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to address the board? Ma'am.
My name is Megan Farr. I live at 3230 Tam Shanter Court. My property abuts the proposed easement trails that Mr. O'Rourke is referring to. So I actually wrote a letter. We met with both Trevor and Brad to kind of wrap our minds around what this would entail for our land. And so I know that you may have this letter, but I'm going to read it because it's short. Just because I want anyone else here to understand where we're coming from. So I think that there's a misrepresentation that this wouldn't affect private land, because it very much so would. So I write in response to the current proposal by Mr. O'Rourke regarding the pedestrian committee proposal. I appreciate his concern for the walking citizens of Alloway. I have 2 young children. My daughter's 6. My son is 2. My husband and I both exercise outside on a daily basis, so having access to safe exercise means and pedestrian trails is of importance to us. But there are some inaccuracies in this proposal, and I don't want those to go unnoticed. So if the board members don't live in that neighborhood, sometimes it's kind of mysterious, particularly where we are, because Rosemont Arbor is the one street that does not go through to Riverside. And so these easement pedestrian trails would come through my backyard. And so there would be public access through my private property, essentially, to the pedestrian island, which I think a pedestrian island may have purposes for Riverside. But it also opens access to a private neighborhood to be a public thoroughfare. So I think that on a larger scale, if something like this was proposed and an easement was granted along with the sale of the Mayflower or the Old Town and Country Supper Club, that property, I think that changes the feeling of the neighborhood. I think it changes the purpose of our property. I think that the property values will go down. My husband and I would have second thoughts about our property if we had a public thoroughfare in our yard. We applaud the decision for sidewalks to go onto Riverside. I think that it is dangerous to cross there. However, I don't think that adding additional thoroughfare through private property to access those sidewalks is going to change that. Lastly, we would like to invite anyone from the board onto our property to look at this a little bit more closely, if this is something that the board considers and if this proposal continues to progress. And I think it would be obvious how it would impact not only the neighborhood, but certainly the proposed business that would go into this property that's for sale in Riverside. So I think there would be security issues. I think safety would be a concern because a sidewalk isn't one way. So then you'd have people accessing from the Fox River Trail back through. So I speak for myself. I speak for the other neighbors in my cul-de-sac who have signed off on this letter and with these concerns. I know that other neighbors have expressed concern. And I, as far as accessing the parks, I just also want to add, the people that live in our neighborhood are very aware of where the easements are, and we use those on a regular basis. So my children and I access the easements. We access Sunlight Park on a weekly basis, even in the winter. So speaking for myself and my neighbors, I don't need a sidewalk to get there.
Ma'am, what was your name again?
My name is Megan Farr. So we're the property owners at 3230, so this easement would be our entire rear property line. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I mean, some other people might want to address this, and let me apologize to Ms. Farr. I think there's been some misinformation or misunderstandings that have been communicated. The board has not decided to do this. This is not a function of the board.
Yep.
Mr. O'Rourke has made some suggestions to the board. I know there's misinformation, because I've gotten like 10 emails on this particular issue. And the board has done nothing to encourage, to approve this. It's something, if somebody wants it, like if Mr. O'Rourke has a suggestion, I mean, he can bring it to the board, and the board will consider it and look at it. And if the board deems it to be worthy of further investigation, then the board will refer it to the appropriate committee. But my understanding is there's been presentations made to the Plan Commission, to the Economic Development Commission. I think a lot of people out there are thinking that the village has decided to do this. The village has not decided to do this. The village may never decide to do this. So I just want to make the record very clear for those residents that are affected. We do hear your concerns. We will listen to your concerns. But I just want to make it abundantly clear that these proposals are not the village board's proposals, and the village board has taken no action to approve them and may never approve them. I mean, Mr. O'Rourke and other citizens are free to make recommendations to this board concerning issues, and we're willing to listen to anything. If the board determines that things have merit, we'll explore it, and we'll investigate it, and we'll engage the residents in that discussion. I've heard the concerns. I think they're legitimate concerns. But we'll cross that bridge if and when the board wants to ever take this issue up. But I just want to let you know, and to have your neighbors know, that this isn't the board that's talking. And if the board does want to talk about it, you'll know the board wants to talk about it, because we'll invite you all to come, you know, raise your concerns if we deem the proposal worthy of further exploration. And as I got all of those emails from the residents who seemed to believe that the village had spoken on this issue when we hadn't spoken on this issue, it gave me some pause in terms of, you know, the mission and the mandate that this board granted to the ad hoc, you know, bike and ped committee. And I think that that mission needs to be looked at in terms of whether it's something that the board wants to continue with. We encourage any, you know, residents to gather as private groups as they want and make recommendations to the board. But now we have an ad hoc committee that people believe is speaking for the village. At least some people are. So I think my recommendation is that we put it on the next board agenda to discuss the mission and mandate of this particular committee. Because the concern I have as I started receiving these emails and reviewing them, you know, one of the concerns I had is, in order to develop a viable or credible, you know, bike and pedestrian plan for the village, it requires the taking of property or easements in many respects. So those are very hot button issues, as are sidewalks. I mean, nothing gets residents more upset than we want to take their land, or we want to take an easement, or we want to put a sidewalk in front of their house. So I think we need, as a board, to make sure that the communication and from the village is consistent and authoritative. So I think I'm going to recommend that we put it on the village board for the next agenda to at least look at this issue about whether this, you know, committee should continue, or if it continues, what is its proper mandate and what are the proper chains of command and communication channels so that things get to the right level within the village, so the village speaks with one voice on this particular issue. So I'm going to have that put back on, or put on the agenda for the next meeting for further discussion. Anybody else? Any board members want to chime in on a particular issue? I mean, we'll take it up at the next meeting. Hearing not, anybody else wish to address the board during the public appearance section of the agenda? Hearing none, we will close the public appearance section of the agenda. Mr. Fabre, we moved you up concerning the noise variance request. Will anybody have any questions of Mr. Fabry? I mean, I saw that the DEO had signed off and talked to him about, you know, the noise concern. Doesn't seem that the residents have any noise concerns, and I, for one, encourage, you know, people to have gatherings at their homes within the village, and this sounds like a... Are you getting married?
I am.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Any does the board have any questions? And if they do, I'll have Mr. Fabry come up. If not, we can just move on with the action item. All right, I will make a motion that we approve the noise variance request as submitted. Is there a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion by the board? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Have fun.
Thank you.
Not too loud.
Thank you very much.
Not too late.
Too loud.
Tell AC/DC to turn it down. All right.
I said that earlier.
Congratulations.
Thank you again.
All right, then we'll move on to item 8, which is the new 4B, action regarding preliminary approval of the petition from Mayflower. Do I have a motion concerning this? The board, I'd like to hear from Mr. Fuller. Trevor, why don't you give us a quick overview? I think the memo submitted in the board packet was very comprehensive and I thought well put together. But sure. Maybe a quick update for the benefit of the public.
Sure. Chris Bino and his partners at Mayflower Greenhouses would like to develop on property on South Riverside Drive in the village. They would like to put a retail type greenhouse. They also sell coffee and furniture on that property as well. The village is actually selling the land to Mr. Bino. And as part of the stipulations in the contract, Doge asked Mayflower to go through the PDD process. Although the property is zoned correctly for the intended use, the PDD process does guarantee the village the proposal that was presented to the board, as well as allows the public more opportunity for public input. Chris is here. I believe he's going to speak about his project a little further.
Okay, thank you, Trevor. Yeah, Chris, why don't you bring us up to speed a little bit, and particularly for those in the public.
Well, do you want me to go through this same presentation that you saw? And actually, I presented the same PowerPoint at the original PDD meeting, pre-approval.
Yeah, maybe you can give us the condensed executive summary.
I'll give you the condensed version. Yeah, let's see if I can figure out how to use this. We're proposing, this is not a picture of what the proposed building is going to look like. This is our West Side store during the fall. So these are fall plants out there. This just gives you an idea.
Yeah, the right one, Chris.
Yeah. What are you doing to me here, Trevor?
It's not hooked up.
Hit the button. I apologize.
Which button should I use? This?
Right. Enter.
There's too many.
Yeah, space bar too, Chris.
Space bar will do it? Oh, here we go. Okay, so this is a basic drawing of the proposed building on Riverside. This would face Riverside, this shot right here. So this would be centered on the 2-acre property. And this is the proposed building. This is changing a little bit. We're doing the site plan with SMET right now. And we are talking about extending these out a little bit. Now, behind this will be, and this is all in the PDD paperwork, but we don't have that on this screen. It's not going to come up. There would be portable, they're called portable greenhouses. It's just the hoop houses with the plastic covering behind this. You wouldn't even see them. Maybe from an angle traveling north, you might see part of them. But they will be sitting behind this permanent structure. This is a glass greenhouse with a metal frame. And these are, right now we're using board and batten as our exterior here. We're also discussing garage doors, glass garage doors here. So during the spring and summer, we could open those up, and it would be a real airy feeling. Easy access in and out. And this roof is also not what we're proposing in our final proposal. We'll be going with a metal roof. So this is just a basic drawing to give you an idea of what the exterior building itself will look like. So this is, once again, this is an example of what the front of the building with plants and containers, just an idea of what it'll look like on Riverside. and the redevelopment of that corridor. Hopefully we can add something real positive to Riverside Drive. And I'm going to skip through these pretty quickly. We would very much like an in-town east side location. We are very far out. We're a destination greenhouse. We would like to do a lot of hard goods and pots and repurposed items, some furniture. We are going to have a coffee shop with tea and espresso on this property. We're going to make a $500,000 investment into this property. Hopefully we can bring an artistic element to this neighborhood. Once again, I'll reiterate, everyone, the board's heard this twice, so. Here's just some examples of some of the classes and workshops we do. We do frames, we do fall. Once again, this is repurposed things like that table that we buy at flea markets, or we know a lot of the picker barns in Wisconsin, and we have relationships with all of those people. So we have a resource for those types of items that have been very, very popular for us on the west side. We do holiday. Here's just a few examples of the many classes that we do. We're going to be doing workshops for children and family. Our incoming manager has decades of experience in primary education, and we'll be doing workshops for every season and occasion, Christmas, etc. We also we have a lot of really unique items that we use artists and regional people for, metal workers, woodworkers, etc., etc. Here is the management team that's in place right now. Pete, my wife Kim, and John is my business partner, who has a mother and brother that live in Alloway. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. As far as what our plans are for the property, I'll be glad to answer questions if you have any.
Does the board have any questions of Mr. Beam? Trustee Raffer.
I don't have any questions. I just have a comment.
Yes, sir.
I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know you existed until you came to
I know.
And I am one of very few people, I think, that don't know of Mayflower. And every time I talk to someone about you coming into Alloway,
yes,
they get extremely excited.
Good.
So I thank you very much. I get more excited every time I hear you.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it. And hopefully
you're going to get to know it because your wife's going to be there.
My wife's going to love it. You're going to get to know my wife.
That's great.
But I like the idea, an Alloway resident bringing a business into Alloway, hiring Alloway residents as staff and servicing something that we really need here. So,
well, thank you very much.
I'd just like to ask about the addition of the portable greenhouse space in back. Is that just to keep more plants, or
yes.
You're still not growing anything here?
In fact, if I could get back to it. it's hard to imagine, and for me it's really easily. It's easy. That right there. Leave it right there. Thanks. There will be a foundation board for this back area. And I can show you on some paper, I've got it along, what they'll look like. But we are going to put, on the back side here, we will put garage doors, glass garage doors, in this sort of, if you can imagine what that looks like, that will open up directly into the greenhouses. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to our greenhouse.
Many a time.
Okay, our whole structure is built out of portables, mm-hmm. basically. And And so that's what it feels, that's what it'll feel like. If you're in the main section of Mayflower, that's exactly what it'll feel like. And you won't even really, if you're walking through the store and you leave here and go into here, it won't be that big of a noticeable difference. Hopefully it will feel like it's all one store. Now, during the winter, when we don't have any plants for sale back there and pots and everything else we're going to sell in the portable, we'll close the garage doors and then just use this store for retail throughout the winter, so we can save on heat and everything else.
So the idea of adding those, that was just so there's more space.
Yeah, there's more space that can accommodate plants. So they're greenhouses. So yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Bino from the board?
Mr. President, I have a comment to make, not specifically to Mr. Bino, but in regards to an ongoing problem that I'm having with a member of the community who has been requesting information in regards to your project, claiming that I might have additional information and PPDs and all this other information that I'm hiding from someone. In point of fact, I have nothing above and beyond what you have presented to
right.
us and what the village board itself has on hand. I have not answered open records requests for this because I have no open records. I've
right.
given up on this. You have been very upfront in everything. You have given us everything that we need to know. Anything that is needed or requested has already been made available by the village itself. It's a wonderful project. I appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great addition to the community. And I won't spend my time wasting my time with requests that are being given to me for information that doesn't exist or secret or board things that are being written about, which is just bizarre.
Okay.
And as such, I will not make any further address to this question.
Fair enough. Mr. Beadle, I as well thank you for bringing this project to the village. I mean, I'm very excited about it. I mean, I think the beauty of it, in my mind, is it creates a destination.
Right.
You know, I mean, people are going to want to go there. And they're going to come from lots of different places to go there, which means they'll drive past other Alloway businesses. And so I'm excited about it. I've heard nothing but positive comments concerning it. Does the board have any other questions? And Trustee Harris.
Just one question about the portable items.
They're not actually portable. I mean, they're called portables because you can take them down pretty quickly. But they're permanent structures. It's we're not moving them around. That's just kind of a name for them, if you will. But they'll be permanently there, and we won't be moving them. But go
okay,
ahead.
So it's part of the structure?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
I was just wondering how much more distance to the east that would be moving from the original document.
Well, we have them at 50 feet back. So they'll be 50 feet long on the back end. So it'll add an additional 50 feet. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's what it shows.
I'm having a break.
That's what it shows.
Is that what it shows?
Yep.
Yeah. So
50 feet by 28 each.
Yes. Okay, so the 28. Oh, here. They will fit inside. The way that I talked to Smet today was that they will fit. They will tuck right inside behind because they're going to be combined. There will be two, but they'll be built sort of into each other. So you'll walk in and you'll have two roofs with a channel running down the middle. So it will tuck right in behind the glass and won't be overlapping out to the stick-built section. So that's how we had it planned. I was in with Smith today, and we were talking about how that was going to work. So right now, that's how it is. Now, when we do final approval for the PDD, that will all be, you know, very exactly laid out, and you'll be able to see all that real quick.
So from the public, any member of the public entering the building, once it's open, it will be a seamless
Yes.
Okay. That's some of what I was
not during winter, though. We'll be closing the garage doors on the back of the building, and those greenhouses will be closed.
Understood.
I don't even think, at this point, we don't even have plans to heat back there because we won't be using them once it gets cold enough to no longer store plants. So that's the plan.
Thank you.
A little bit.
We have another question.
Trustee Radford.
Chris, are you going to have parking all the way around the structure?
Well, in front, that's another thing I discussed today. In front is going to be a drive-through. We have two cuts, mm-hmm. if we can keep those two cuts, but it looks like we can't. So those two cuts will be kind of a driving in and out. Mm-hmm. And to park right in front, no. There's enough property, the way the building's laying out, to have parking on both sides.
And so, behind as well, or no?
Well, probably not completely behind. There's plenty of side on the south side, and depending on what happens with that big pit of despair right there, there is an indent right on the north side of the property, about halfway to the back. We don't have plans to do anything with that. There's trees and it's kind of nice, but once we get construction going, I'll be sure to you know, if we're going to make any changes there. So far, Trevor and I have talked about not doing anything with that quite yet, but we're not quite there yet either. So we're scheduled next week to turn in paperwork for the final approval, and I think when's that meeting? The 22nd.
If the board approves it tonight, then it would go to the Plan Commission on the 22nd, assuming Chris has all the proper set plans and everything. It would be a lot more detailed than what's presented here tonight for the final approval.
Right.
Obviously, we were just talking tonight about the concept
right.
of this development rather right. than the actual specifics.
Right. And I can't supply all the actual specifics at this moment. But I'm learning some things. As you guys know, I'm not a developer per se. So I'm actually going through sort of a learning curve myself. So it's good.
Does the board have any more questions for Mr. Beal? It's already, you know, for the benefit of the public, I mean, it's already been mentioned a couple of different times. This isn't the final plan. I mean, this is what we're being asked to do is approve the proposed project concept. More details will be flushed out and come back to the Plan Commission and ultimately back to the board. The Plan District Development or PDD process is an interactive process between the developer and the village, you know, to arrive at a mutually acceptable and workable and practical design concept that fits aesthetically and complies with our ordinances. So there's more work to be done. It'll percolate its way back through. But the purpose of tonight's vote is to give approval to the project concept so that the developer, in this case Mayflower, feels confident in further pursuing the design and running it through the village processes. So that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It was approved. The preliminary project concept was approved by the Alloway Plan Commission unanimously, or 7-0. Any other questions that the board has? All right, I did indicate I would open up to the public. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on this particular concept and project? Ma'am in the front.
I have a question. We're not familiar with the address here on the Riverside. Which is nearest cross street where this would be?
St. Mary's. It's where the County Country Restaurant used to be.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's right at the bottom of St. Mary's. There's houses that go all the way to Riverside on St. Mary's.
Okay.
Behind them, there's a big 2-acre empty lot, and then there's a number of businesses that are right there. But before you get to those, there's that big lot right there. Oh, here we go. So this is St. Mary's Boulevard right here. Houses. So these are the two lots that we're proposing to build on.
And And what should the information on the coffee tea shop again? Do that kind of fast.
I can talk to you about it. Yeah, a section of this greenhouse proposal is going to be a coffee shop. It will be part of the function of the whole building. It will have tables and chairs and a certain espresso and everything else that goes along with it. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, does any member of the public have any questions of Mr. Beano? We'll entertain your comments as well, but if anybody has a question of him while he's standing there.
Yes.
When do you anticipate the big open for business?
We're hoping for first week of May. So it's a very ambitious project.
And somebody in the back, I think, got a question for Mr. Beano?
Yes. Hi.
We'll be neighbors. We've been anxiously awaiting who was going to buy these lots until we can be more excited with this proposal.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
We really look forward to it. And I think for my neighbors look for it as well.
Good. Thank you. Hi.
Hi again. I have just a question for you. You had made mention of the chain of defense properties.
Yes.
Do you know what you're planning on doing?
I'm talking right now. We're doing a site plan with the construction company, and I actually talked to them today. They said that they would look at that and give us a proposal. It should be in the next PDD for final approval. All those plans. If any of the residential neighbors would like to see those plans, I'd be glad to share them with you, because I really do have a concern about how this is going to affect the residential neighborhood. I actually own a property on St. Mary's Boulevard that my father lives in. It's the house I grew up in. Up at the top, it's 140. I have a special affection for St. Mary's Boulevard because I grew up on St. Mary's Boulevard. I am concerned how it's going to affect everyone. And I really want to have a really good friendly relationship with my residential neighbors. I truly do. So I'll be glad to share whatever I can with you and be completely forthright in what we're doing. There will be some construction going on, but that should be a pretty short period of time and not be too invasive on you. So if you do have any questions. If you don't have my card, I'd be glad to give the neighbors my card, too. Okay?
Yeah, I do know it's still up in the air, but I'm going to do it for a time.
Well, that's something that's going to affect you and the two neighbors to the east of you. So I'd be glad to work with you on what would be best for your backyard.
I'll just wonder what you had in mind.
Okay.
Probably going to be okay.
Right.
I just wanted
to right now I'm thinking wood. I mean, and we could discuss what type of wood it would be, and we can talk about that. Yeah, I'm flexible on some of that.
So the next step is the plan commission will take a look at the more definite plan. Would you say February 22nd?
That's correct. Yeah.
What time is the plan commission meeting?
6 p.m.
Okay, February 22, 6 p.m. The Alloway Plan Commission will be taking a look at a more detailed concept and more detailed plans and specifications. Mr. O'Rourke, we made a poor record recently. Could you come up to the microphone for your comments? Madam Clerk reminded me that we're not picking any of this up on the recording system. And then Mr. Beano, if you could speak into the microphone,
okay.
Too.
I think Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue, co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee. I think it's a fabulous project. I think the people involved are terrific. The only question I have is, will pedestrians be allowed to have any kind of access to the property, or will it be for automobiles only? Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It will have access for pedestrians. I'm not entirely sure what the village and the Department of Transportation have plans for as far as sidewalks or the the renovation of Riverside Drive. We're very interested in inviting pedestrians and cyclists to frequent our business. Whatever we can do to accommodate that would be in our best interest. The more people on our property, the better. During business hours.
Anybody else from the public have any questions of Mr. Bino, and then I'll entertain public comment. All right, sit down.
All right.
Oops. Sit down when the sitting is good. Anyone else wish to address the board with comments or opinions concerning this PDD, the concept, you know, only, which we're here to address tonight? Mr. Retzlaff.
Hi, I'm Roger Retzlaff. I'm a member of the Plan Commission that recommended proceeding with this project for the PDD. I'm only here to answer any questions you might have about the resolution that we sent to you. I don't know what discussions Trevor might have had with you, but I just wanted to be able to answer, you know, some of the concerns we brought up during the discussion with Mayflower when we made their presentation, and just be able to fill in any gaps in your understanding of the project from the Plan Commission's point of view.
I appreciate that, Mr. Retzlaff. Does anybody on the board have any questions of Mr. Retzlaff concerning the Plan Commission's recommended approval and the issues that they identified?
I don't have a question, but we should probably look at what the Plan Commission exactly recommended here.
Right.
And it was a motion to recommend preliminary approval with the condition the village staff examine adjoining neighborhoods to see what the pedestrian connectivity can, if it could be preserved for future development, should it become advantageous based on the fact that the easements currently exist. So the idea was, well, maybe these walking loops might not be a bad idea, but we have no idea of knowing that right now, or what the neighbors are going to think right now, or what easements exist right now. So in the Plan Commission, as I said on the Plan Commission, my idea was I don't have enough information at this time not to just want to preserve that. I have more information than I had 2 weeks ago. But
well, I trust when the Plan Commission makes recommendations that the staff in the follow-up PDD process will account for those recommendations and make inquiries or investigations as are appropriate to recognize those concerns and those issues, because we value what the Plan Commission does, and we don't want it ever said that, you know, we don't give those due consideration, and they will be considered in the PDD process as we move along.
Yeah, just to reiterate, the Planning Commission's mission is to promote the precepts of the comprehensive plan. And one of the reasons we recommended preserving the easements such that a pedestrian accommodation to connect a disconnected community or neighborhood with the park, the Sunlight Park, that was the idea. We've got a park over here, and this other community is isolated from that park. We just felt that preserving the easements for future use was a wise thing to do in light of our comprehensive plan and its stating that we should try to enhance pedestrian access wherever possible. So,
well, unless our learned village council has any different opinions, I mean, to the extent that there are valid and pre-existing easements, they'll run with the land upon the sale of the property, so we're not giving anything up. You know, you would agree with that?
I would.
Yeah. I mean, if they're already of record and they're already there, they don't go away because we're selling the property. The property owner takes subject to the pre-existing easements.
I'm going to shift gears now away from being on the Planning Commission. I'm going to say that I'm also a member of the Bicycle Pedestrian Ad Hoc Committee. And my understanding of our job as members of this committee
is to advise the planning and zoning administrator. The planning and zoning administrator is writing the bicycle pedestrian plan as a component of our comprehensive plan, similar to the parks and rec plan that was recently developed. We are only there because, you know, we have experience in the community and we have experience with walking and bicycling in the community. We're just there to advise him. We're not there as any decision-making body. So I don't want you to get upset about personal comments that some members of the committee might make, which really are outside of what we're allowed to do, what we're expected to do. We're simply there to advise your staff professional based on our experience in the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russell.
I'd like to follow up just as a point of clarification. I'll speak loudly. Because I'm involved in the real estate transaction, I've also had a reason to look at some of the joint properties. And the easements that exist in that area are not pedestrian easements. They're utility easements. So people shouldn't be given the impression that, oh, there's, you know, there are all these pathways existing. And there are. In some subdivisions, they have specific pedestrian or sidewalk areas for ingress and egress. These are utility easements. And they don't become multi-purpose or whatever you want to do with them type easements. So just so that the record's clear that that's what's there. They're not pedestrian.
That's
they're not ingress, egress. They're stormwater. You know, you don't get to take heights over all these things.
That's why we have learned counsel. Thank you, Mr. Duffy. Anyone have any additional comments or opinions concerning the conceptual plan? Hearing none, I will resume the rules. Is there a motion concerning the adoption or the approval of the project concept and the PDD? Is there a motion concerning this? Trustee Rafter.
I move that we approve the petition for Mayflower Greenhouses for a planned development district located for 3241 and 45 Riverside Drive.
Excellent motion, good sir. Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Dennis. Any discussion concerning the motion? Trustee Harris.
Should we add anything to the motion to follow the wording of how the Planning Commission presented it?
I think Attorney Duffy kind of made that clear.
I don't know if we need to investigate any further. That's why I just want to make sure we're following what the Planning Commission was looking at.
I think that's implicit in the motion that staff, in further pursuing the PDD, will give due consideration to those issues that raised by the Plan Commission. And the answer might be that we really don't have much flexibility because it's their utility easements. But the staff will give due consideration to those issues as we plow ahead with the PDD process. Any additional discussion concerning this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The PDD is approved. Thank you, Mr. Beano. And we look forward to continuing this process. All right, now we're back to old agenda item number 5, action regarding appointment of commission member to the New Eye Public Access Television Board of Directors. I understand that Mr. Dennis is interested in being so appointed. I think he is well qualified to so act, so I will make that recommendation that he be appointed as our commission member. Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Atwood, is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The appointment is so made. Action regarding plowing of the Fox River Trail. This has come back to the board a couple of different times. We looked at the possibility of maybe doing half of it. That didn't seem to be a practical solution. Mr. Clark gave us a good memo, you know, summarizing the past issues concerning this. So rather than entertain a motion, I did indicate that I would open this up to the public for comments, so I will do so at the present time before we entertain a motion, since public comment might influence that motion. Does anybody wish to address the board on the issue of snow plowing of the Fox River Trail? Mayor. Good evening.
Jen Vandenbeld and I live at 3742 Eastwood Avenue. I did attend the meeting back in December when this was discussed, and if there was one in between, then I might be behind by a little bit. But I did want to make the mention that on the DNR website, it does indicate that the Fox River Trail, the asphalt portion of it, which is an alleyway, that snowshoeing and cross-country skiing is not permitted on that portion of the trail. And that's something I actually wasn't previously aware of. But we did some digging, and it's right on the DNR website. I'd be happy.
Just don't tell the people that are snowshoeing out there.
Well, I don't know that anybody's going to get slapped with a fine or anything like that. You'd have to ask the DNR. But I would encourage the village board when you're deciding, you know, what to do with the trail and whether or not snow removal would be a good option, to consider that truly the cross-country skiing and the snowshoeing isn't a valid option of the trail. So,
thank you for the input. Anybody else wish to address the board on this particular issue? Hearing no further comment, I'll resume the rules. Seems to me that, you know, the board's faced with a decision. Either we pursue, you know, the snow plowing of the trail, which the Brown County Park System seems to would like that if we did that, at least according to the memo. That would require further effort and a memorandum of understanding, and there would be an approximate $9,000 budget cost, which isn't part of the budget presently. But as we talked about last time, by the time we get through all the processes to make it happen, we'll be into summer. So it really wouldn't matter, you know, for this particular year anyway. So I guess what the board's confronted with is, do we want to leave it as is and not plow it, or do we want to pursue the process to get the necessary agreements and memorandums of understanding to make it happen next snow cycle? So that's the issue. Do I have a motion? Trustee Rafter.
I motion that we direct staff to continue looking into plowing the Fox River Trail.
Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Dart, any discussion concerning that motion?
One question. Can I ask a question, or is it too late?
Depends if it's a good question.
It Chris, will be the judge of that.
Chris, the $9,000 is based on 16 one-inch snowfalls. Is that 16 snowfalls of any depth over an inch?
Correct.
Okay.
Say 1 inch or more.
Okay.
Cool. Any other questions, comments, or discussion? The motion has been made and seconded to direct staff to pursue the concept of snow removal. Trustee Harris.
There'd be nothing to prevent us from pursuing, try it for a year, and then if it doesn't work the way we want, we could stop plowing, correct?
Correct. We are free to change our minds.
Do we need to put a change our mind in the motion?
No, because we can just change our mind. Once the board, I mean, the board has to vote on it, but you know, it's not locked in stone forever and ever, amen.
Because it would be a budget item, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's a policy issue, you know, so we're free to change policy. It doesn't grant any substantive rights to any citizen or resident. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. It is approved. Staff is so directed to continue the discussions and pursue the necessary agreements to make it happen. We are now on item number 7, which is actually regarding memorandum of understanding. We're not actually going to take action. It's kind of a proposed memorandum of understanding. The purpose is for the board to review it and to raise any questions or issues of concern so that it can be forwarded on for the next redraft of the memorandum of understanding for later submission for approval. Any board comment on the draft?
Not at this point.
I had one comment, at least on page 2. I know the board's talked about using some of the excess stadium tax rebate to maybe fund this because it is, you know, an economic development tool and function. I mean, classically it is. But we're permitted that option under the memorandum of understanding. Otherwise, the default or other provision is 10% of the cable franchise revenues we receive. The only concern I have with that is if that's the option we pursue, paragraph 5A says the payment that we got to give to them, the 10%, is due within 60 days of receipt of the invoice from them, but we may not receive the revenues from the cable franchise revenues before the due date.
We receive, I believe, a quarterly distribution of franchise fees. So it is a possibility that it could fall maybe in between.
Yeah, I think my recommended would be if that's the route that we go, we would pay, you know, the proportionate amount, you know, within, you know, 30 days of receipt of the money. I just don't want to commit ourselves to paying money that we don't have. I mean, if it comes in quarterly installments, then I think NUI should be paid quarterly, if that's the option. Because otherwise, we've got to dig into some other revenue source to pay for it in advance.
If I may also add, I did have a conversation with Brian from Brown County regarding the time frame of this proposal. Because it does state that it's a 1 year with the expiration of 12/31/16. And with being a later start, is there a method to either extend the contract to become due whenever it is officially?
It's limbo time.
If the agreement does not take effect until, say, April, then this contract should expire until the March of 2017. So those are some of the questions that I have.
I think that's a valid point. I mean, I think the purpose is to give this agreement a year and this public access issue a year to see how it's working. You know, and you're right, if we don't start the thing till April or May, you know, by the time December 31st rolls over, because we also have to consider the fact that this just isn't our agreement, it's Ashwaubenon and several other communities, so we should all give it a 1 year trial and see if it all works. So, yeah, that would be another good recommendation, is it should be 1 year from whatever the effective date is, and then they're ready to get up and running.
And along those lines, if they're not willing to do the year, they should prorate the $16,800, right?
Right. Right.
That's what we hired Trustee Dennis to take care of for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they mean is that it will be a year, but you know, we're not going to get going on this thing until May, you know, maybe May sometime.
And just for those that don't know what NUI is, it's an initiative that was put forth by the County Executive's Office to allow municipalities that currently do not stream board meetings to that, for us to have that ability to do so. And it also allows communities to have 10, if I'm mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong, 10 professionally produced commercials, so to speak, to help promote our community. And then we can do any type of special events that might be taking place within the village. So it's an ongoing advertisement that's for our community.
No, it's a wonderful concept, and we hope and trust that it'll work. And I'm sure with Trustee Dennis, you know, being one of the commissioners, it will succeed. So,
no pressure.
Any other input or suggested modifications or changes to the draft memorandum of understanding? All right, hearing none, then Brad, if you can communicate that to the NUI people for the next draft. Old item 9, action regarding public works minutes dated January 14th. The only action is to transfer a used plow truck to the Parks Department that was originally contemplated for resale, or, you know, I think we're thinking we'd make it 15 grand for it. We probably won't get anywhere close to that. And the public works discussion was it's a serviceable vehicle. Parks Department can use it. And it can also be utilized as a backup vehicle for public works, you know, if and when necessary. So it seemed to the Public Works Committee more prudent to just keep it and keep it within the fleet. I'll make a motion that we approve the public works recommendation. Is there a second? Trustee Rafter, any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Were we counting on any of the revenue from the sale as part of our income for 2016 in the budget?
No, it would have ultimately got rerouted to the equipment replacement fund.
Okay. And then, I don't know how to say it without it could be sounding sarcastic, but why are we getting rid of it out of Public Works, but it's okay for the Parks Department? I'm not sure the best way to phrase that question.
Well, that was pretty good.
Let me try to answer that.
Well, plow truck in our fleet gets a lot of use. So in this backup duty, this would be much less hours. So that's the primary reason why. It is 15 years old. And so at this point, we're at the point with the kind of duty that we use it in public works, we anticipate, you know, that we could have major repairs and expenses if it continues in that service, or may not be serviceable. In a limited use, I'm sure it will run another several years. But in our duty, it wouldn't. So that's why. Okay. And we always turn over our fleet so that we keep things in good shape. And obviously, to get 15 years out of it is pretty good.
Agreed. You just run it into the ground. I get it.
No, in our mechanics and our garage and you know, the park and rec and public works, you know, folks working with it. I mean, we do maintain those vehicles for many years more than they're anticipated. Like, you know, 'cause I remember when I first joined the board many years ago, I mean, things were earmarked to be replaced and they got replaced, and then the board started challenging staff and saying, I remember going out and looking at them. Like, why? What do we got to change it for? Because, you know, we all drive used cars. So, I mean, so that was the point. And I think as a result of those efforts, you know, we're using things longer and maintaining them better. So, any other questions? Trustee Gardner?
One question. Brad, did you ever get a snow plow?
No.
Just saying. Chris gets everything.
You just didn't know how to ask. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Action regarding the PSC rate case. Craig, can you kind of give an overview of that? And I know we've heard from several residents concerning the amount of the increases, and so particularly cover, you know, the time since we've actually made a rate case and the reasons for the proposed increase to the Public Service Commission.
I'll go over some of those items in a second, but first of all, it is a Public mm-hmm. Service Commission rate case. There is no action that you need to take this evening. The public hearing is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in this office, although the public hearing is conducted from the State Office Building in Madison, and we're a satellite for it, so the public can't speak to that. There is a formal process. It is run by a civil judge, so it is a formal public hearing. Now, the reason I bring this up is this is exactly the same as a WPS electric rate case. When we requested a rate increase, then the Public Service Commission takes over. They actually do all of the evaluation and determine the rates. The only input that we have is in the memorandum that was in your board packet. There's some things that we discussed. One of them, to continue with what we've done over the last many years with all of our utilities, we requested a lower rate of return, 3.5%, rather than the standard 6% plus or minus rate of return that the Public Service Commission would normally require a utility to have. We did that to keep the rate as low, the rate of increase as low as we can, and we've been consistent with that in all of our utilities. You can input to it, you can ask for a revision or a change, but your input into it the same as the public is at this point because it is a public hearing. It's not like our sanitary sewer utility where we set the rate. This is actually set by the Public Service Commission. So after receiving all of the input, the Public Service Commission itself, the board, will determine, you know, review the case with their staff, and then they'll render a determination. So what we look at right now is the preliminary recommendation from PSC staff to the Public Service Commission. The reason for the rate increase is the last time that we filed with the Public Service Commission was in 2008. And now it's 2016. Because we are a member of the Central Brown County Water Authority, and we purchase our water, potable water that we sell retail to customers and we purchase from the water authority. When you have a Public Service Commission rate case, you'll get a rate adjustment. So in 2008, we had a rate adjustment. And then we are allowed three times to have minor rate adjustments when we get a cost increase where we purchase our water. Well, that expired in about, 2012 is when that expired. So we are not able to adjust any rates at all. We don't have a purchased water clause after that four-year period where we can make a rate adjustment. So since 2012, our rates have been fixed. We're at the point this year where, without a rate adjustment, we will lose money. We'll operate in the red. So we've tried to hold the line on the rates, but we're at the point where we need that rate adjustment so that we can have a positive income. And what is influencing that is several things. We are replacing our water meters. We're at 20 years. We have to replace our water meters. That's a Public Service Commission requirement. And hopefully, with this replacement, we'll be able to reach 25 years with water meter replacement rather than 20. However, that's part of the cost. Our recent water utility projects replacing water mains is a big factor in the increase, the debt service for those projects. And then we do have an increase this year from the Central Brown County, a 3% rate increase. And we will have a couple more rate increases from the Central Brown County Water Authority over the next 2 to 3 years because of adjusting to the refinancing and debt service for the major project that the authority did. So those are the three things that weigh into this, and that's really what is driving the need to have the rate increase. This will allow us to operate probably for the next 5 years without going back to the Public Service Commission with a rate adjustment. We do have another major project coming up in a couple of years, but we should be able to adjust that just to that with the flexibility we get with this rate case. So that's kind of where we're at. It's a result of our projects, replacing the water main, replacing the water meters, and then the rate increase that we're getting from Central Brown County Water. Our actual only cost of operation is just a small part of any of our utility rate increases. Basically, the cost of labor adjustments and the cost of some materials, and that's usually less than a third of the cost changes that we see in operating utility. So, I don't know if that addresses all of your questions.
No, that's
kind of where we're at.
I think that gave a good update. And the public hearing is tomorrow. What time?
At 10 o'clock in this office.
Okay. So if anybody's interested to participate in that process or give input during the public hearing phase of that to the Public Service Commission, or just to listen and see how that process works, it'll be tomorrow. Any questions? Trustee Harris.
Craig, correct me if I'm wrong. In terms of the increase, what we're projecting on about a little over $3.5 million worth of cost, where you said we'd be making money, we're going to be making about $8,000 in the course of the entire year, correct? That sound about right?
No, it's more than that.
Okay. Maybe I misread something.
You have to look it up. It's more than that. It's a couple hundred thousand dollars net income at the end of the year.
Okay. I thought that was the amount of the increase to offset where we'd be behind.
You have to look it up. I don't see it here right on hand, but I'm sure we'll have a positive income. I think it's $175,000.
Okay.
I think that's what it'll be at the end of the year. We should be generating $500,000 in income.
In terms of the 6% rate of return?
Yeah. And we're not.
Okay.
We intentionally are trying to keep it low. It took some discussion with the Public Service Commission to do that because they don't like to do that. But we have a history of being able to have a positive net income, and we watch it very closely, and so they were willing to allow us to operate a little lower again.
Craig, for the benefit of our residents here tonight, why do they want us to have that net income move?
We are an enterprise utility, and that's the same as any commercial business. They treat it the same. It's just that we don't call it profit. It's net revenue, or revenue based on our net capital investment within the utility. So it is operated the same as any other business. There's a reason to have a positive income is we need to have some cash reserves for emergencies, for changes in cost, things that might happen. You need to have some positive reserve. And we try to have $500,000 in reserve. We have not always been able to do that. We're not anywhere as close to that right now. So that's the reason. We have to have a cash reserve, same as the governmental entity, the Village Valley, has to have dollars in reserve to be able to finance your day-to-day operation. It's the same philosophy.
And before I forget, I mean, it may not be a bad idea, you know, for anybody who might attend the meeting tomorrow, to bring out some of those mains that we have in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing what we got old cast iron mains that run through the village, that our water runs through. And yeah, bring some of those out so people can see them. I mean, they're pleasant to look at.
Yeah.
So we need to get them replaced, and of course they leak, and then we wind up, you know, buying water that nobody uses. It runs into the drain. Yeah, but bring some of those out. So, because there's so much of that infrastructure, and we've been fairly aggressive in trying to correct that, because we were having massive leaks all the time. You know, so we put ourselves on a fairly aggressive schedule to replace that old infrastructure in the water system. That costs a lot of money. You know, that's why that's part of the rate issue is, you know, we got a lot of projects that we have to do there to make sure that our infrastructure is safe and sanitary and efficient. All right, so the PSC public hearing tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Any other questions before we move on concerning this issue, concerning the status of the issue? All right, we have item number 12, action regarding TDA coaching training run application. The application was in file. We're not requesting to sell alcohol. Is there a motion concerning the training run application? It's the initial application, so it's not a recurring event. So, Chris, you got any update on that or any more?
No, I just wanted to clarify that by policy that all initial applications have to come for board approval.
And if they want a good program, there's no hitches, then we don't need to look at it anymore. It'll just go through staff. Is there a motion concerning this? Trustee Harris.
Quick question, then a motion.
Sure.
Is this part of the CELCOM Prevea training, CELCOM Marathon training runs that Prevea runs every Saturday?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Oh, it's for something else. Okay. And I move to approve as presented.
Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Raffer, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The application is granted. Item number 13, action regarding Alloway Community Center Architectural Engineering Survey. Is there a motion concerning the approval of this item? It was a budgeted item. I'll make a motion to approve it. Is there a second to that motion? Trustee Atwood. I'm just looking for my notes. At least the first phase of the proposal came within the budget dollars, and actually less than the budgeted amount. And if we want to pursue the second option on the cost estimates, then we'll have to talk about that at the appropriate time.
That is correct. And the study will give us some more information on whether we want to proceed with that additional cost estimate.
Well, I'm also pleased to see that it's Somerville that will be doing the work. I mean, they're, one, an excellent firm, and two, they're corporate residents of our village. So, Trustee Dart, did you have something?
No. I was just going to ask why Brad never.
Yeah, Brad, you never got that, did you? How many years did you ask for that, Brad?
Many.
Trustee Harris.
I asked Chris a couple different questions about the proposal. I like how that we'd be potentially getting a local company involved, but part of my concern with spending $10,000+ is that we only looked at one company to work with. If we were buying a $10,000+ piece of equipment, we'd probably go and talk with multiple vendors for that. So I don't know if we should be taking a similar approach just because it isn't an item we're purchasing. It's more of the we're purchasing intellectual work as opposed to a physical piece of work. I don't know if we'd be able to do that with this project because we already have a publicly declared amount given, and it would give some other company an advantage. But I wanted to see either do we have a threshold or should we set a threshold for this sort of thing for the future?
I think it's a valid point. I think we proceed with what we have in front of us from Somerville because, as Trustee Harris alluded to, I mean, we publish it in the budget. You know, but I would direct staff that, you know, I mean, and maybe $10,000, you know, seems to be a good number. That at least we have a discussion about requests for proposals in advance before we earmark a certain dollar amount in the budget for a particular project. So I think the staff advisement or recommendation is let's have a conversation when we're going to bid out these kind of things in terms of whether it makes sense to do an RFP or whether we want to do it just the way we did it on this one and preset the dollar amount and then just select a vendor. But, you know, I think for policy it's a good idea to at least keep in the back of our minds and have that discussion as we're going to pursue different, you know, vendor relationships like this. Trustee Rafter.
How long do you expect this study to take?
I'm in discussions with the consultant. We discussed that we wanted to hopefully get this done prior to budget season, so that it would be done by this summer.
And currently, the facility holds a max of 132, but the realistic number is 75. Is that because it's disjointed rooms, or
if you looked at how occupancies are determined for a room, if you stood 132 people up next to each other, they would fit, but in actual use of the facility, sitting down at tables, and that is really, you know, far less than what an actual occupancy.
But you can get 75 people in one room sitting down at tables and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, and the key component of this is there's going to be a structural component to see if you can expand some of those rooms and get rid of, you know, and just make it more flowing and open concept, but we want an engineer to look at that before we knock a wall down, otherwise we have a roof down.
Exactly. And determine if there are any other issues with the facility that we want to make sure that we're compliant.
Is there asbestos in the flooring in there?
We have not done an asbestos study at this point. We're not sure.
The ceiling tiles are a possibility. The
floor tiles aren't.
The tile flooring probably, I guess, how many years ago it was, we tiled over the existing floor, so we didn't have to touch the asbestos cover.
Any other questions or comments or discussion?
Last question. Will the study be any good if we don't do a pricing? I mean, are we really looking at 14.5? I'm guessing it would be your hope that we're looking at 14.5.
I'm hoping that the study will give us the option on whether or not we need to progress with having the bill. Give us, you know, that additional pricing. But not being an expert in that field, it's hard for me to say, you know, what this end study is going to tell us.
So if we put them together, would they do it for $12,000? Our budgeted amount?
That's a good question. We could inquire.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
That's what's in the budget.
It never hurts to ask.
That's what's in the budget.
All right, any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The vendor contract and proposal is approved with Somerville. Item number 14, action regarding resolution 2016-05, submission of an application to be designated as a playful city to Kaboom. You want to give a little, for the benefit of the public, maybe just what is a playful city?
Sure. Playful City USA program, it's similar to the same as the Tree City USA type of program. Playful City communities are designated such that, you know, they really make sure that they have facilities for children for exercise purposes to try to reduce obesities and those type of things. A couple of benefits that we would gain from being a playful city is not only will we have notification and recognition, but that would make us eligible for some grant programs through the Kaboom organization as well. And this is just a resolution for us to apply. So we can apply to be designated as a playful city.
Gives us something new to put in our commercials too.
There you go.
Trustee Harris.
Do you know approximately how many other municipalities in Wisconsin have this designation?
Less than a half dozen. Bellevue is one, but there's very few others around northeast Wisconsin.
Oh, we're much more playful.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? We don't have another motion yet. I'll make a motion that we adopt Resolution 2016-05 with two changes. Third whereas clause, right before the semicolon, after the word playful, put in cities. And, of course, the date would have to be modified from the...
I already did that. Matthew told me about that one.
We need cities right there.
Playful cities?
Yeah. One of the nationally recognized playful cities. Or we just be one of the nationally recognized playful.
If we're not a city. Can we be there?
We can aspire.
Okay.
Okay, I made the motion. Is there a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution adopted. Resolution 2016-04 and Certificate of Appreciation, thanking Josh Pasco for his years of service on the Historic Preservation Committee. He's been on there since December 7 of 2010. I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution of recognition. Is there a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution adopted and certificate of appreciation will be issued. Item number 16, action regarding pay rate change for special voting deputies conducting absentee voting at care facilities. I think we have a handout at the podium tonight on this issue. Is there a motion concerning the approval of the pay rate change?
Who's against? I'll move to approve as presented.
Thank you, Trustee Harris. Is there a second? Trustee Rafter. Is seconds and any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The pay rate changes are approved.
Thank you.
The memo submitted. Item number 17, action regarding either canceling or rescheduling the village board meeting on February 16th due to the pending election. My understanding that we need to cover a bond issuance issue because there's some time sensitivity to that. So I would make a motion that we actually hold a meeting on February 16th at 6:30, limited to the sole issue of the bond issuance and no other issues on the agenda because we will have the election and we're going to be limited on space. So I'll make a motion to do that. Is there a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? It's just something we got to get taken care of and I can't wait. Can't wait till the first meeting in March. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Then we will reconvene next Tuesday at 6:30 for the one issue. Item number 18, the consent agenda. Unless I hear any objection, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda in its entirety. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Trustee Harris, is there a second? Trustee Dennis, seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda is adopted. Item number 19, reports discussion, seeking public input regarding the use of the excess stadium tax revenue. As we've discussed before, this is an ongoing and periodic discussion item. Does anybody in the public wish to address the board with any thoughts or commentary on how we can spend that money? Yeah.
Julie Van Diver, 709 East Alloway Avenue. I would just like to
comment that I would agree with Mr. Swayze's proposal at the one meeting that they had asking for discussion. Is there anyone here that's happy with their water bill? Well, let's put this money towards lowering that debt to lower our water bill. I mean, this should be a no-brainer before we do things like putting murals on prisons and things like that. I want to see this money put to lowering our water bill.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Craig, can we get that on maybe a public works agenda upcoming? It doesn't have to be necessarily the next meeting, but, I mean, I've heard that comment from several people, and maybe we should just, you know, brainstorm, you know, is there a way that we can utilize some of those monies to have a significant, you know, not just a nominal effect, but, you know, do something with the waters here. Maybe we could do something, you know, with that money that would mitigate, you know, some of the, so let's have that discussion and see if there's some viability or options in that regard. Because that's one comment I heard several people make. So we'll explore that at public works. Mm-hmm. Any other comments concerning the excess stadium tax monies? All right, hearing none, we'll move on. That is always, as we said, that's an ongoing issue of discussion. It'll be on more board agendas. If you just get an idea in the middle of the night, call Brad the next morning and say, hey, I thought about this last night. We have a list. At some point, we'll sit down with the list and maybe start approving, you know, a few projects here and there. And we will explore the water rate issue at Public Works. But, yeah, it's an ongoing discussion. We want to make sure we make the right choices. So communicate with us, you know, at a board meeting or through village staff, or contact a board member and say, I think this would be a good idea. We all have emails, so that's one way, but the more ideas, the better. So we encourage you to continue in your discussions and dialogue with us on that point. Anything from the board on this particular issue? Hearing none, we'll move to item number 20, adjournment. Trustee Harris moves. Trustee Atwood second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We stand adjourned.